see people that we can connect with, that I can connect with, through something inside of me to you guys. It's good. Anyway, this morning I want to talk a little bit about faith. I'm going to talk a little bit out of Hebrews 11. So if you want to turn there, that'd be good. I'm going to be jumping around a lot, so if you don't want to follow along, that's fine. But I'm just going to be picking a couple verses out of the whole chapter here and making some comments. Anyway, when you think of faith, what is that in your mind? I was thinking about that this week, and it can mean a lot of different things. And in Hebrews 11 here, it explains some of those things. But I believe that faith, how much faith you have in something, is how much you believe in it, but it's how much strength you get out of what you believe in, if that makes any sense. So anyway, just keep that in mind. All right, I'm going to read in chapter 11. I'm going to start in verse 1. This is kind of the basis of what faith is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's something that you know is true, but you can't see it. And there's evidence that it's true by the way you live your life. It's something that is powerful, extremely powerful. Okay, now I'm going to jump down to verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. In this verse, we can see that faith puts in us a hope, and it causes us to act. It causes us to act on what we can't see, but we know is true. Noah, he didn't know there was a flood coming. I mean, God told him there was a flood coming, but there was no sign of a flood. But he acted on the faith that he had that God's words were true. And he built that ark with the hope to save his family. So it puts in you a hope, and it puts in you a strength to act on something that don't even make sense to act on sometimes. It is a powerful, powerful force. And it's very, very vital in the Christian life. Without faith, we can't literally see God, so we have to believe it by faith. And then I'm going to jump down again to verse 24, verses 23 and 24. Actually, 24 and 25, I'm sorry. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of the sin for a season. Here we see that faith puts in us a passion to live life with intention. Choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. It gives us a purpose to live life with intention. Choosing good things. I'm going to jump on down to verse 36 to 38. And this is talking about the saints that have been persecuted and tormented for their faith. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I feel that way in my soul. I feel tormented. I feel afflicted. And I feel like I'm wandering in, I don't know where. But when you're in a time like that, that is when the faith that you have is tested. And how much you believe in what you have faith in is what's going to get you through. These people were, this is literal stuff. This is stuff that you could actually, that you can actually feel. Like, and see people coming at you to torment you. But their faith strengthened them. When you find yourself in a time like that in your life, have faith. It's what's going to sustain you. And then there's a verse in Proverbs that I want to read yet in closing here. Like I said, how much faith you have determines the strength that is in you. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Think about that. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. In direct contrast to your faith, think about strength. I just wanted to challenge you guys a little bit with those. It's something that is real to me at a time in my life. Let's pray. Father, thank you for you. Thank you for giving us life. Jesus, thank you for coming and dying for our sins, that we can have a home with you someday, God. And I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen each one of these people in this room, all your saints, God. Strengthen them in their faith. And Jesus, be real to each one here today. God, I pray that you would bless us as we endeavor to be more like your Son. Holy Spirit, just fill this place. Thank you that you are here. God, I just pray that you might touch each heart. You know each heart. Touch each heart in a special way. Lord, just be close to us here today. I just pray for each person that is sharing your word, God, and is teaching us here today. Fill them with you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.